This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Join us here. We're live in Arlington at Hurtado's, the best barbecue in the world. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's Kevin Sheehan from 980 The Team in D.C. joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, Kevin. How you doing?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Well, we're doing good, thanks. Just wondering if we can have Dan Quinn back yet.
We're not giving him back, no. We're fond of him. We're pretty fond of him after 11 games.
So what are you guys thinking, you know, this season means for the foreseeable future of the organization?
Encouraged. I mean, you know, we don't have Dan Snyder here anymore. That was step one. So there's actually a reason to believe that anything's possible. And then you got a coach, you got a general manager, and I think they landed on the quarterback, which is probably the most important thing out of all of them. Jake Daniels has been great so far, and, you know, I don't think it's just a rookie season. He looks like he could be a guy that they have here for years to come, and you guys know how long it's been since we've had one.
Yeah, I mean, and now you guys must be starting to look at us like we did you for the last 20 years, like, wow, they got the worst owner in the sport. We're good to go.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. I mean, there's definitely a sense of kind of role flipped. I mean, you know, the big difference is during your, you know, run here of ineptness in the postseason, you've won 12 games a bunch of times. You've won 13 games. This franchise hasn't won 11 games in a season since 1991, the last time it won a Super Bowl. And, you know, we've been looking up at the other three teams in the division for a quarter of a century with Snyder as the owner. It does feel like a new day, though. And, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that there is, you know, an occasional giggle up here as to what's going on down there. But weirdly, I think a lot of us, at least I feel this way, I would love it if both franchises were good again at the same time, because it used to be one of the great rivalries in sports, and it hasn't been that in years.
Hey, Kevin, I just was curious because we work really hard on the draft here, and I'm an LSU alum, so I'd seen Jaden Daniels play a bunch. When the pick was made, what was the fan base? Were they on board with it, or was there like, oh, damn, what have we done?
No, by the time we got to you know, draft night, I think everybody was on board with Jaden. I think it had become clear that he was, you know, worst case, the number two quarterback in the draft. I was a massive fan. I mean, I haven't gotten a lot right over the years,
sure,
but I just loved watching him last year, and I thought everything about his game was translatable to, you know, today's NFL, and, you know, it was a good pick. And he's been – the thing you never know, as you guys know, is who are these people? You know, who are they as professionals? Are they going to work at it? Are they going to be good in the locker room? Are they, you know, do they have any leadership ability? And by, you know, everybody's account, this guy's been through the roof. as a person, as a pro. And, yeah, I mean, it's worked out well. I think people were excited on draft night.
How important has the Cliff Kingsbury relationship been to help that success?
I think big. I think one of the reasons he got excited about coming here, because he had other options, I think he certainly felt like they were going to take Jaden Daniels, and this was a guy that he knew a little something about. He obviously worked with Caleb Williams last year at USC, but, you know, I think there was a lot of excitement, and it's been a good fit. You know, they do a lot of the stuff that Jaden did well in college, and that's the kind of coach Cliff's been everywhere he's gone. He has essentially said, what does my guy do well? I'll design something around that, and it's worked.
Is there any struggles with this team right now? I mean, where are they weak at?
They can't stop the run. That's been a consistent problem all year long. Defensively, they did add, you know, Marshawn Lattimore here recently to a secondary that was struggling, but that's getting better. Their second-round pick, Mike Sandersville from Michigan, has played pretty well. When Lattimore gets on the field, there's a feeling that the back end will be improved. Their pass rush isn't that bad at all. Dante Fowler Jr. has actually had a really good season for them. But it's been stopping the run consistently, something I don't think you guys are even interested in doing.
No, that's been a problem for a long time, and yeah, you're right about that. Now, how about on the offensive side, running the ball themselves for Washington? How much can they punish this Cowboys defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key to Sunday. I think they've got to run the football. I think they have to stay out of one-dimensional. They've been one-dimensional at times this year, and it's worked out because Jaden can really throw from the pocket, you know, and they've done a decent job protecting him. But their first move is to try to run the football, not only with Brian Robinson Jr., but with the quarterback as well in the read option game. Jaden's a terrific decision maker in that game. He's a really good ball handler. And, you know, when you're 11 on 11 in the run game, it's a big benefit. They've had that advantage a big part of the year. Eckler's been great. He has been what he was a few years ago, you know, in L.A. and in San Diego. And he's been a huge part of what they've done. But, yeah, they'll try to run the football Sunday. And when they've run it well, they've been really difficult to stop. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kevin Sheehan here with us here on your home of the Cowboys. Kevin, I can tell you know your football, but the way you initially answered that last question, it suggested to me that you think there's actually a chance Washington could lose this game.
You guys know the history of this thing, and we're a new franchise now. I feel that way. But it's just some of the craziest games when you least expect it in the history of this series, you know, expect it. I mean, there have been so many times when, you know, I remember a few years ago, there was a game on Monday night that Colt McCoy started. We were 12-point dogs.
Oh, gosh,
somehow won that game. That made no sense. There are all those games. The thing that I'm a bit concerned about is I think Mike Zimmer is a good D coordinator. I think he does a good job at confusing quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in particular. You guys, I think, are getting Bland back. You've got Parsons back. So I'm a bit, you know, concerned about not Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, which we just faced. I mean, those are two of the best defenses in the league. But you just don't want to, you know, get into the punting game, which they didn't punt guys for about 6 weeks. I mean, they were averaging about a half a punt per game. There's this feeling that they can get back to where they were. But I'm just a little bit concerned that Zimmer's going to have an impact on this game.
Kevin, would there be concern with Brandon Coleman at left tackle? Is that an area that you feel like that maybe you might, across that offensive line, that maybe some people have kind of figured out about rushing him on the inside and trying to get to your quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, up against guys like Josh Sweat and Alex Highsmith and Watt and others that he's faced, it's been tough. You know, I don't know if they'll line up Parsons opposite him, but they like him a lot. You know, you guys might be familiar with him. He was at TCU. He's huge. He's athletic as hell. And there's definitely a future. And he's had some really good games. But they were up against it the last two games, guys. I mean, Pittsburgh was outstanding. Philadelphia might be the best defensive team in the league right now with the way they're playing. And I just think that the last two opponents had something to do with everybody offensively struggling. But Coleman's had some really good moments. He's been banged up and faced two really tough opponents. They've got Cornelius Lucas that can play too. They've platooned the two of them at times. The offensive line, for the most part, this year is held up.
Yeah. Kevin, a lot of former Cowboys obviously on that roster, but one we had talked about a lot was Bobby Wagner. Dan Quinn and Bobby Wagner reuniting, the price was never right for the Cowboys. And then we were wondering, okay, well, at this stage in his career, how good is he? How's the Bobby Wagner impact been there with that DQ defense?
Huge on the field and perhaps even bigger in the locker room. You know, one of the things that DQ did is he brought in guys that he thought would help change what was a really bad culture for a long period of time. Wagner was part of that. Ertz was part of that. Eckler was part of that. Guys that were familiar with him in Seattle and in Dallas, you know, we've obviously got Armstrong and Biotish as part of Fowler Jr. as well. I'll tell you, the guy that's been outstanding from the jump has been Frankie Louvu. He has turned into their best defender by far. Excellent pass rusher. Quinn's used him in similar ways to the way he used Parsons in Dallas, moves him around a lot. He is definitely their best pass rusher. They've got good pieces defensively. It just hasn't added up consistently to a good defense, especially against the run. Wagner's been huge. These guys actually had a plan. And there's been no plan here for a quarter century, and the culture was terrible. And we thought this was just kind of year one of turning the culture around, but I think Jaden made it something different.
Yeah. Have they solved the problem of FedEx Field raining down poo water on the fan base from time to time?
Well, we don't have big sheets of metal dropping on people's heads, so that's good start.
It's a fair counterpunch.
Gosh dang it, Kevin, we have nothing we can say now. Yeah. I mean, this is terrible.
Look, you guys have been able to do this to us for 25 years, so let us enjoy a moment or two. You know, we just have to get back to winning some of these games. Some of the results in recent years have been so lopsided. And, you know, doing well within the division, I think, would really it would embolden a lot of people around here who have felt like we've been a punching bag for so long. And people of a certain age like me remember when this was a real franchise and was, you know, a beacon in the NFL, and yours as well. And, you know, at some point maybe we'll both be back there at the same time.
And, of course, we'll always have the Giants to beat up on.
Yeah, Giants. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, boys, thanks for having me.
Kevin Sheehan, morning host at 980 The Team in D.C. with us here in the G-Bag Nation.
How about the pipes on that guy?
Yeah.
He was fantastic. I mean, he's got a really good show.
That's a radio man right there. Yeah.
I don't know what I hated worse, you know, his excitement about the Commanders or his golden pipes. But he was an outstanding guest. No, he was. And you can hear the excitement, you know, and it kind of makes you sick.
Yeah, it has.
This is RG3 2.0. It really is. And we dodged a bullet on that one over a decade ago. And, I don't think we're going to dodge it this time. Yeah. Old Dan Snyder's not around to screw it up. And obviously that injury bug does not strike like that. too often. Okay, we are live. Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington. You know the place. You love it. If you don't, you got to join us here for some of the best barbecue you'll have. Plus, Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, Kevin gave you a pretty good insight of some players to look at. I'll talk about those guys in depth on this Commanders defense. We'll do that next.